Hi, Mike. Mike, happy Wednesday to you. My name is Paul. How's your day going so far?
Okay, so far.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I am the area manager. Tara wanted me to get up the on the phone and get you all the details, you know, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. And Tara says you're doing currently Google pay-per-click ads, right, like an AdWords campaign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she says about $10 per day, so roughly $300 a month, but you're not always seeing your business up there. You're not getting a lot of phone calls from the Google pay-per-click ads. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know why, but
well, you know, we are a Google Premier partner, and that does mean that you know, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. It also means that we are authorized to manage Google pay-per-click ads on behalf of our clients. And the thing with Google pay-per-click ads is you're not always on that first page with a $10 budget even. You're not always going to be there when people are looking for you. And, you know, the clicks could be even up to $10, you know. One click and then you're done for the day. And the click might not even generate a phone call, and the phone call might not even generate a job for you. So sometimes Google Ads are not the most cost-effective way to get you phone calls. Now, for basically the same price, we would love, in fact, to put Express Appliance on the first page in the local map. The pack result that pops up right there on that first page of Google, just beneath the pay-per-click ads, in fact, above the pay-per-click ads that appear at the bottom of the page. Now, the best part about the local map, that's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. More customers use that local map, and it's a flat rate, so you're not paying per click with that. No matter how many phone calls you get, it's going to be a flat rate, and you're going to be there 24/7, whereas with Google Ads, you know, you only show up when your ads are available, you know, because there's limited space in the for the Google Ads, and everyone paying to be in that space. Now, with this, though, we're going to create the content that will have you in the local map 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all of the different keywords and search phrases related to the appliance repair that you want to be found for. Now, again, you're not going to get clicked out. You're going to be there even if someone calls you, even if 10 people call you. You know, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, 500 phone calls a month, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's still a flat rate, and you'll always be in that local map. The other benefit to this is it's not just for Google. We're going to mirror the content on Bing as well. There's roughly 1 out of 10 people that choose Bing. So in your service area, that's a lot of people. And we want you to get those phone calls as well. You'll be on Bing Local. You'll have Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook page, and Facebook paid ads as well. Now, I wanted to ask, because Tara did not attach a website. Mike, is there not currently a website for Express Appliance?
I have a landing page.
Oh, a landing page. A landing page is okay. I mean, honestly, a landing page with good visibility is better than the most expensive website if people don't see it. I mean, you know, if it's not on that first page of Google, most consumers won't even know that that website exists, and the fanciest website without anybody seeing it is like a billboard on a dirt road. You're much better with a small sign that people walk past every day. But what we're going to do is we're going to take that landing page and put it on the first page of Google where people would find it and pick up the phone to call you. Now, Tara did not attach the domain. What is the domain of your landing page?
It is same name, Express Appliance and TV Repair .com.
Okay, so the name of the business is Express Appliance, right? But your website is Express Appliance, and then you said and TV Repair?
Yes.
So that's going to be a big part of what you want to be found for as well, television repair.
We'll be not getting much on that, but
it's something you can do. You can do. Okay, so you want to be listed for that. Now, you said Express Appliance and TV Repair.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not seeing that popping up. Express Appliance.
Okay. You have to put on no S on. Oh, Express is without the, it's just X. X-P-R-E-S-S.
Oh, without the E.
Without the E.
Okay. But the E is in the business name, is it not?
No, not really.
Oh, really? Because Tara found a, Angie Lee's Home Advisor that has Express with the E on it. But I did find your website.
They was meant to change it. I don't know why they didn't change it.
Oh, they never did. Okay, so I did type that in. It actually forwards to Swift Appliance GA.
Yeah, that's what they made it first, but I tell them Swift is not the name, it's Express.
Right,
so they was trying
right.
to get Swift off, but it doesn't matter.
Do you own that domain? Because we build custom websites in-house, and I'd be happy to upgrade this to a fully custom website at no cost. I mean, like I said, the landing page is good if people see it, and there's no problem with this landing page, but we could actually do a more custom website for you, multiple pages, multiple tabs, more photos, kind of give people the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. We could certainly do that for you at no additional cost. The important thing, Mike, is that people know that you're in the area providing these services. And again, like I said, we would create the content to get you on that first page. Now, you'd be right at $300 a month. In fact, $299 would be the exact amount. There's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And unlike pay-per-click ads where you might get clicked out and then the next time someone looks for you, you're not even there, you're going to be in that local map and people will see you no matter what time of the day. And again, no matter how many calls you get, it's going to be that flat rate. It's actually going to be, it's a lot better coverage. And again, it's not just on Google, it's Bing and Facebook and Yelp and everything else. So I know it's going to be a better return on investment for you, and it's going to be at that same investment cost of $299. Now, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah.
Would you want us to do a custom website for you at no additional cost?
I would have to cancel that Google Ads first.
Right. I mean, that's obviously something that's not working out for you, and it's something that you would want to do. I mean, have you already paid for the month?
Yes.
And was that just a few days ago at the beginning of the month?
Yeah, actually, they took two payments. They took one for $2-something, and they just took one not too long for $40-something. So they just taking the money, yeah.
Right. Right, yeah. And how long have you been doing the Google Ads?
Not long. About a month ago.
About a month ago, but you already know that it's not really getting you the return on investment. Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand that. Like I said, we do Google Ads for our clients that can really afford it. Usually with the Google Ads, you know, $300 is like the minimum requirement for Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with a $10 a day budget for you, your clicks might be $5 or $10. I mean, you might get clicked on, you know, a couple of times, and then the rest of the day you're not even on there. Even if your ads are eligible to run, the budget doesn't allow it. So I could definitely see why you're not getting the phone calls that you're looking for. This is going to be a much better return on investment for you. Now, obviously, you're going to want to cancel the Google Ads before they bill you again, but this is a position that we're actively filling, meaning that we are calling through the area today. It is Tara's job to help me find the right company to work with. I think you would do great with this because, again, it's not just appliance repair. You do television repair. You do barbecue grill repair. And you work on all different types of appliances, right? Even small appliances.
Yeah.
Even small appliance repair, microwaves and things like
microwave,
that.
Microwave, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And are you focusing, I mean, really you'll do like even everything from Maytag, GE, LG, all the way up to like Wolf Sub-Zeros and the higher end appliances?
Yeah, we do.
Perfect. Yeah. And, you know, I know that really it's designed for like, you know, one or two jobs to offset the cost of the service. You know, you might do 15 jobs or 40 jobs, 50 jobs, just looking in that service area, that 30-mile service area of the 30152. I mean, just looking at the sheer volume of searches that were done in the last 30 days, and that's fairly typical, you know, because appliances go out all the time and it's a year-round service that you provide. I mean, I would expect you to get anywhere between 20 and 50, maybe 40 or 50, phone calls directly to you from someone who would have seen either your landing page or a website that we can build for you. And again, when they're calling you after seeing your website, they're calling because they want to hire you. You know, they already saw something that they liked. They're obviously hoping that your price is fair, and I'm sure that it is. I know you provide a quality service at a fair price. This is going to get your phone ringing. I mean, 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made right for the companies that are on that first page. And boy, when it's an appliance that we use, you know, dozens of times a day, or maybe it's the washer and dryer that is constantly going, you know, we run one or two loads a day. I mean, you know, especially for families with kids, you can't go a day or two without the appliances that you need for your family to function. So this is going to put you where people need you, where they can find you exactly when they need you and call you directly. And again, you're not going to get clicked out the way you do with the Google pay-per-click ads. You'll be there 24/7. So I know you do want to cancel the Google ads. I don't think I'm breaking the bank though with that $299. It is a position that we are filling today, and I'd certainly love for you to take advantage of that, because I know it's going to be a much higher return on investment. Now, I did mention the Angie's. That's a service you're using as well?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. How is that working out for you?
Actually, I just started with them because, yeah, as I said, the new business. But
okay.
I get more calls from them than
The Google pay-per-click ads, yeah. Yeah, the problem with the pay-per-click ads is, you know, you're probably getting clicked out fairly early on in the day, and then your ads are not even appearing after that, so people don't know that you're in the area. Now, I know that you're getting some work from Angie, which is great, but I want you to know that there's a much better way to advertise your business on Google, and that is that local map. It's a flat rate. It's budget friendly at $299 a month. It also, of course, has all the other benefits of Bing and Yelp and everything else and Facebook ads. I mean, you know, Facebook ads are going to target someone that is in your service area and needs your services, especially if they've already done a search on Google or Bing. So it's going to get you more coverage. And of course, you know, for that same investment, it's going to get you a much higher return. Now, it does not conflict at all with Angie. Of course, they're two completely different services. But I definitely would love to see you get the results that you were looking for when you signed up to do Google Ads. I guess the Angie is more recent than that because you weren't seeing the results with the Google Ads, right?
Yeah.
So if we could get you the results that you were looking for from Google Ads, you know, get more phone calls, get more jobs, put you in that local map section and do that for you at a reasonable rate, that same rate of basically $10 a day, $2.99 a month, and, you know, especially with a website upgrade and Facebook ads included, listings on Yelp and of course, you know, first page placement on Bing, I mean, that's going to reach more people. I mean, I know people are using Google, but if you're not on there because your ads are not running, they're not seeing you. But putting you in that local map is going to reach more people than you're currently getting with Angie, and obviously you're going to see the return on investment. I mean, keep in mind, we're a Google partner. So Google started the partnership program to help small and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment possible by advertising through Google. We are also partnered with Meta, and that's why you're getting Facebook ads included. And again, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month. Like I said, we're filling the position today. Is that something you're prepared to do to get you more phone calls?
Okay, so I would have to pay that $299 upfront, right?
I would be willing to waive the initial setup fee of $99. So instead of $398 to get started and $299 after that, it would just be $299 as an out-the-door cost.
Okay. Let me see what my budget is. And how long would this take to start show up? And
So that is a great question. Obviously, we need to get things going quickly here. It is a month-to-month service. Now, the next step would be a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will call you, hopefully later today, and get great detail about your company, your services, all of the different appliances and makes and models and everything you want to be able to work on, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan. That's going to help us to start creating the content. We usually do that in the first, second, or third day, so if we can do that today, that expedites the process. It takes about 5 to 7 business days for us to create all the different directory submissions to get you found on that first page. Your client dashboard, your tracking and reporting will be up and active in that same time frame. Now, the website that we build, that typically, they want us to say 7 to 14 days, but usually it's only about 7 to 10 days, okay? And then your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website, so in that same time frame. So realistically, in the first 2 weeks, you're going to have a website up and active and running and Facebook ads attached to it, so you can already start getting those phone calls. Now, 45 to 60 days, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're found throughout your entire service area for every keyword and search phrase, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, always continuous reporting, updates, ongoing review, customer support. Now, your tracking system, we call it your client dashboard because it's actually a lot more than just tracking, that's 24/7 access. And the reports update throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes and advertising, of course, is a tax write-off. Now, you're going to have reviews on multiple platforms because, again, we're creating all the content that Google wants to see. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So in one place, you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews. If you want us to respond to your reviews for you, of course, we would do that in a professional fashion, and there is no additional cost for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the business is Express without the E. It's capital X, press, mm-hmm. appliance, mm-hmm. and then did you want it to also include the AND TV repair in the business
mm-hmm.
name? And the AND
yeah.
is the AND is the symbol, the ampersand, not the word AND spelled out, correct?
we have it spelled out on the thing.
Oh, okay.
The invoice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But on the website, it is the ampersand, not the symbol for the word. Okay.
No,
and then,
the website is the same thing. The website is the same thing, isn't
okay.
it? Okay. I think it's the same thing. But if it doesn't matter if you could change it and it will work, it doesn't matter.
It does. We can change that, absolutely. And then, I did see an address for your business, but your business is service-based, right? The 4166 Richardson Farm.
I want to take that off. That's my, I'm working from home, so I use that as my office.
Yeah. Yes, and that's mm-hmm. exactly what I was going to say, because Google doesn't want your home address to appear for the public to see for a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, and of course, you're
mm-hmm.
out in the field most days, so nobody would answer that door. So you're only
yeah.
going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code of 30152, and then, of course, we can target anywhere in your service area. Now, Tara says you go roughly 30 miles. We don't draw a big circle around you, so that means we can go even farther in a specific direction versus another direction, so, you know, 30 miles, 40 miles, even 50 miles if you want to go to get to that town. If there are places even closer to home that you really don't want to go, you can tell our technician that as well, and we would not
mm-hmm.
run your ads there. Now, I
okay.
did see on the website the Express, again, Express with the X and not the E,
mm-hmm.
at least not the E in front of the X, Express Appliance and TV Repair at gmail.com. That's a good email address for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mike, Tara never got your last name, sir.
Stewart.
Is that S-T-E-W?
Mm-hmm.
A-R-T. Okay, Mr. Stewart. Yes. And then, I did want to do one other thing here, and that's to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security on your account. It is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Express Appliance and TV Repair, even if it's you, Mr. Stewart, and we recognize your voice, we might still mm-hmm. from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more mm-hmm. important, if you get calls from anyone saying they're Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know both my name and the security question and answer. If they can't give you that information basically right away, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you to tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. Again, it's a mm-hmm. flat rate of exactly $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City.
The city. And then what is the mm-hmm. answer?
Guava, like the fruit, Guava Ridge. G-U-A-V-A-R-I-D-G-E.
Perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then for that initial investment of exactly $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, Mike, what works best for you, sir?
I think I may have to use MasterCard.
Is it Mike Stewart on the card? Michael, any middle initial or the business name?
No, just Michael.
Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said it was a Visa. That should start with...
MasterCard.
That's okay. So a MasterCard should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Mr. Stewart, I'm mm-hmm. actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 5343... 4807-2811.
Mm-hmm.
7325.
And then the expiration month and year?
08 of 2030.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
Is 255.
255. So I have 255, 255 on the back. I've got 08 or August of 2030 for the expiration date. And then, Mike, was the card itself 5243-4807-2811-7325?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then does that bill at the 4166 Richardson Farm Drive Northwest in Kennesaw, 30152?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, you're going to receive an automated email. It's our welcome email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
You could send it to the email. That's good.
The email. Okay. So you'll get that by way of email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. Of course, then they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address will mm-hmm. be on that welcome email as well. Now, the welcome email is going to be important, not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of the emails do. The welcome email is also going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system's not going to be active until after we do your client interview. I do want to schedule that client interview, but I do first need to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are a Google Premier partner, we are required to read the voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. so you know that it is a flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've actually waived your setup fee, and that, of course, we're actually going to include a website for you at no cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Mike, it's actually pretty straightforward, though. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Stewart. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Express Mobile. I'm sorry. Can you redo that?
That's okay. So really? I have, yes, I am.
Okay. Express Appliance and TV Repairs.
Okay. And you want repairs with the S at the end of it, or just repair?
Just repair, because I have just
repair.
Repair. Yeah.
Like on the website. Okay. So Express Appliance and TV Repairs. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Stewart, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Stewart. Owner.
And Mr. Stewart, as the owner of Express Appliance and TV Repair, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, that MasterCard that you just provided in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And, of course, that's because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mike, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Perfect. Yeah. It's our job to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and like I said, there's no conflict there. There's a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that, well, it's our job to make sure your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mike, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Mr. Stewart, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with it being a reduced rate, a fixed rate, with the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 5th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And, of course, that non-refundable $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it's never going going to go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. You're not paying per click, call, or job. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, with any form of advertising, obviously, you're going to want to give it a good chance to go. 2 to 3 months at least is to see the maximum return on investment. Of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked. Of course, we would want you to speak with a live agent so that we can verify that we're actually speaking with the business owner. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. Now, to prevent the charge to the following month, all that we would ask is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Stewart, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mike, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation fees?
Yes, sir.
All right, absolutely. Now, you're going to receive that confirmation email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. Now, I did want to verify something. Maybe I know we verified the number before, but it's coming up as an invalid number. Now everything is encrypted. All I can see is the last 4 digits, which I have as 7325. So it's saying it was an invalid number. August of 2030 is accurate, and the security code on the back of 255 is accurate. I know it is a MasterCard, so it must start with a 5, but if you can read me those remaining digits, we must have entered it into our system incorrectly here.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, it's 5-3-4-3.
4-3, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 5-2-4-3.
Yeah. 4-8-0-7.
4-8-0-7.
Yeah. 2-8-11.
2-8-11.
Mm-hmm. 7-3-5-2-5.
73-25. So I have 5-2-4-3-4-8-0-7-2-8-1-1-7-3-2-5.
Yes, sir.
August of 2030 with 255 on the back of the card. Let me update that in our system, and then I'll see if I can get you that confirmation code. And then, are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
Okay, Monday to Saturday, but Saturday is like from 10 to 4.
So 10 to 4 on Saturday, and then during what about
the week, during the week,
Monday
8
through
to 5.
Friday? So 8 to 5. So 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday, and then close on Sunday, right?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay. Now, are you accepting anything other than cash and check, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, we do Zelle's. Yeah, we do Zelle. And
okay,
we do credit card as well, but up on the machine that I use.
Okay, perfect. And then did you have any, like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, anything unique about your business that you would want your customers to know about?
I think I put the last time was fast and efficient service.
Fast and efficient.
And all make and model, yeah.
All makes and models, yeah, that's important as well. So fast and efficient, all makes and models, and then know, we'll get into more details with you when we do our client interview. And I do want to pull up that calendar now. So so odd that it's coming up as an invalid account number. It's a MasterCard. We verified the number. Is it a new card that needs to be, like, authorized?
It was authorized, but I think I had a problem with it. But let me give you another one, just in case.
Is this one also a MasterCard?
No, let me give you a Visa.
A Visa. Same name on the card, no middle initial.
Yeah, this one I'm legally missing, G.
Middle initial G, like guava.
Guava, yeah.
Okay, and then it should start with a 4 then if it's a Visa, I should say. Can put that in now for...
Yeah, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 4741.
Mm-hmm.
6520.
Okay.
0805.
Yes, sir.
0173.
So I have 4741, 6520, 0805.
No, 6530.
30. Okay, so 6530. So 4741, 6530, 0805, 0173.
Mm-hmm.
And the expiration month and year?
0429.
04 or April of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
536.
526 or 536?
536. 123.
Yeah.
Three six.
So 536.
536.
536. 536. And the same billing address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me update that. And then for your client interview, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself really only takes about 25, 30, 35 minutes. You do not even necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. So I'm pulling up that calendar now. Let me refresh this and see what is still available for today. Okay, so for today, well, we could do later this afternoon. There's a 4 o'clock, there's a 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30. We could also do 2:30 if that works out for you.
6:30 would be good.
6:30. Okay, so we're going to schedule it for 6:30. It's a 1 hour window for a call that really only takes about 30-40 minutes. It should get to you though pretty close to 6:30. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician. I may be on another phone call. That's towards the end of the day and things get pretty busy. But if I am on another phone call, they'll take really good care of you. They will, if you want to ask them, know that you were born in Guava Ridge, if you want to ask them that. But other than that, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Let me refresh and see what was sent to you. Because you're going to get the welcome email in a minute, but the one that you already have is the one that I wanted you to open up. So it's the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that, it's going to say, hello, Michael. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
I see. Let me open it up.
Okay, so click on the click here. If you click on the click here, it's going to be hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience. So everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So feel free to scroll through that. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing. We want you to get those calls as well. We are doing the Facebook ads, the website, etc. Now, you'll see those three boxes near the bottom. We want you to click all three of them, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, though, of course, you can stop at any time. Now, it's going to want you to click in the longer box that says click here, and you can either copy and paste or type in your name. It does need to be an exact match of the billing information. So in this case, Michael G. Stewart, it is usually case sensitive, so capitalize your initials, but only your initials need to be capitalized. Once you've got Michael G. Stewart in that long box, clicking the confirm signature box actually does a couple of things. It lets us know that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we are including a website for you, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit so that we can make sure that any information is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it prompts you to log into your tracking system. Now, let me know when you see that next page.
Okay, confirm. Okay, so welcome to Local Splash. I need to create an account or something?
Actually, no. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be the content that will then be tracked. It might not be active before the end of the day, but when your tracking system is active, you'll receive confirmation by text and email. You can try it any time, although you may get a message saying that we're still setting everything up. You should get the email, the welcome email. The welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information. Most emails do. Your welcome email is going to also have your login credentials. I see that it's in process, so you should get that email in a second here. I can pull up that information, but it will be on the email. Your login credentials, your username has already been set in our system, and it's designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code's included, but no dashes or parentheses or anything like that. So just 0364. That's your username. Big Online is your default password. BIGONLINE. That you can change at any point in time as often as you like. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. On my end, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business. I did want to let you know you've been patient and kind in taking this call. I actually hope that I'm available towards the end of the day when our technician is ready to reach out to you. But we do have that client interview scheduled for the very end of the day at 6:30.
What was the password again? Big?
Oh, Big Online. Yeah, BIGONLINE. You should have received, let me refresh and see if the email was actually sent yet. So the welcome email has already been sent. You'll also receive an additional email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You do not have to send everything on there, but anything you send our way will help. So photos of your work vehicle, any tools. Now, obviously, there's not a physical workplace since you basically work from home. Usually, Google just wants you to take a picture of your work vehicle parked in your driveway for that one. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, any of that information, if you have a business card, any of that information helps us to kind of you know, reassure Google that you're a real business, that you're active in the area, and that you're providing those services. But other than that, I do hope that I'm available towards the end of the day. I'll try to be. I know that things get really busy, and sometimes a lot of stuff doesn't even get done at the end of the day. But if I'm available, it takes just a couple of minutes for me to join that call and say a quick hello. If I am already on a phone call, obviously I would not be able to do that. But our technician will call you right at or shortly after 6:30, and we'll get the next step going, get the client interview done, and get all the information that we need to start working on this. But real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and you have a great rest of the day.
You today.
Oh, Mike, do you prefer Mike? I know we've got you as Michael on the billing, but do you prefer Mike?
Good.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll put that in the notes.
Mike, him on anything.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a nice guy, and you're absolutely fun to speak with. So I'll put that in the notes here, Mike, and that's how our client interview technician will address you when they call you at 6:30.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
You too. Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.